Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Indian Oil Corporation Limited results con call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan Sivasankaran from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Anirudh. Very good afternoon, everyone. It's my pleasure to extend a very warm welcome to all the participants and the management of IOCL to this call. We have with us from the management of IOCL, Mr. Anuj Jain, Director of Finance, Mr. RVN Vishweshwar, ED Corporate Finance and Treasury, Mr. Pramod Jain, CGM Treasury, and Mr. Prabhat Mahasinghe, CGM Finance and Treasury. Request the management to give an opening remark, and then we can move on to Q&A. The floor is yours, Mr. Anuj Jain.
Thank you. Dear investor and analyst, a very good afternoon to all of you. I take this opportunity to welcome all of you to the conference call organized by us. Post announcement of the fourth quarter and annual results of the financial year 24-25. I thank each one of you for joining the call. I believe you would have gone through the accounts hosted on the website and also through the updates received by most of you. I would like to briefly dwell on the results to provide additional clarity and insight. This quarter, we have registered a profit after tax of rupees 7265 crore, which was rupees 2874 crore in the preceding quarter and rupees 4838 crore in the corresponding quarter of financial year 24. On year-on-year basis, the profit after tax for financial year 24-25 is rupees 12962 crore, as against the profit after tax of rupees 39619 crore for the financial year 23-24. Revenue from operations during this quarter is rupees 217725 crore as against rupees 216649 crore in the preceding quarter of this year. The revenues for the corresponding quarter of financial year 23-24 was rupees 219876 crore. On year-on basis, the revenue from operations during the financial year 24-25 is rupees 845513 crore, as against the revenue from operations of rupees 866345 crore in financial year 23-24. This year, we witnessed many challenges and volatilities. I am proud to share that despite the headwinds, Indian Oil pulled off a strong operational and financial performance, registering historically highest sales volumes, historically highest pipeline throughput, and one of the best district yields levels. This reflects the strength of our operational model, the efficiency of our distribution network. These are broad highlights of the results of the company. Now I will request ED Corporate Finance and Treasury, Shri Arvind Vishweshwar, to take this con call forward.
Thank you, sir. Participants are advised to refer to the company's latest filings with the regulatory authorities for more detailed discussions on the risks and uncertainties. And kindly note that today's discussion may include forward-looking statements which are based on currently available information, assumptions and expectations, and are subject to uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance or achievements to differ materially from those expressed or implied. The global macroeconomic environment in financial year 24-25 was marked by significant challenges and volatility. Persistent geopolitical tensions, particularly in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, led to supply chain disruptions and heightened energy security concerns. Inflation remained stubbornly high across several economies, even as growth slowed markedly in China and Europe. The imposition of tariffs and trade measures by the US added another layer of complexity to the global commerce. Although the depreciation of Indian rupee against the US dollar has been 2.48% during the year, against the 10-year average of 3.36%, the currency volatility during the year was pronounced, with USD-INR experiencing significant fluctuations during the year. We witnessed rupee reaching historic low levels. However, the rupee showed resilience and appreciated towards the latter part of the fiscal. In the US, despite the Federal Reserve initiating rate cuts, long-term yields remained elevated, reflecting market caution. In contrast, Indian G-Sec rates moderated, supported by controlled inflation and strong macro fundamentals. India's GDP growth outlook for FY25-26 has been revised downward due to global uncertainties. The World Bank now forecasts 6.3%, down from 6.7%. The IMF projects 6.2%, down from 6.5%. And the Reserve Bank of India has lowered its estimate to 6.5% from 6.7%. Various economic data points and projections by domestic and international agencies indicate robust energy demand in our country and continued importance of petroleum products to meet the increasing energy demand. Being the country's largest oil refiner and marketing company, Indian Oil is committed and steadfast in ensuring energy availability across the length and breadth of the nation at affordable cost. Indian Oil has envisioned to increase its share in the national energy basket from 9% to 12.5% by the year 2050, in alignment with the anticipated doubling of the country's overall energy demand. This transformation will be anchored in a balanced portfolio that continues to leverage the strength of the conventional fuels while expanding decisively into cleaner, more sustainable energy vectors. Indian Oil is making high-impact infrastructure investments in expanding the refining capacity from 80.8 million metric tons per annum to 98 MMTPA by 26-27, coupled with matching investments in marketing and pipeline infrastructure. While reinforcing the conventional energy strengths, Indian Oil is also making targeted investments in sustainable and future-ready energy pathways. A key enabler for this transition is a wholly-owned green subsidiary, Terra Clean Limited, which is spearheading our green ventures. Indian Oil Board has already accorded approval for implementation of 5.3 gigawatt of RE projects through Terra Clean Limited. Complementing this are our concurrent efforts to scale up electric mobility infrastructure, including the rollout of EV charging and battery swapping stations, harnessing natural gas, CBG, biofuels, green hydrogen, including hydrogen mobility pathways. The upcoming 10 KTA green hydrogen plant at Panipat and India's first commercial scale sustainable aviation fuel plant underscore Indian Oil's leadership in green energy. Now let me just briefly touch upon the quarterly performance highlights. Talking about the numbers, the average price of crude Indian basket during this quarter was at $76.77 per barrel, an increase of about 3.9% from the average price of the immediate preceding quarter, that is quarter 3. If you compare on corresponding quarter basis, it was $81.69 per barrel in quarter 4, 2024, there is a reduction of around 6%. Various geopolitical factors, starting from the imposition of tariff by the new US government, rising US inventories, OPEC production adjustments, have contributed in cooling the crude oil prices. With respect to the crack spreads, dollar per barrel for the Indian basket, during quarter 4, 2025, MS cracks has largely remained in line with the previous quarter. It was $3.11 versus $3.29 in the previous quarter. Cracks are lower than the corresponding quarter of FY24, that is $7.81 per barrel. For HSD, the crack spread during this quarter was at $11.33 have remained lower than the preceding quarter, which was at $12.19. The cracks were also lower than the corresponding quarter FY24, which was at $17.46. In the petrochemical space, the spreads in terms of dollar per metric ton of major products continued to be suppressed during the year. On a year-on-year basis, the spreads for polymers have remained similar. The spreads for PTA has witnessed a sharp decline, and the spreads for MEG, while has improved marginally, but continues to be negative. The weak global economic outlook and new capacities continue to weigh high on the petrochemical price globally. Now let me briefly touch upon the major verticals. Refineries. The throughput during the quarter was 18.5 MMT with a capacity utilization of 107.1%, which is higher than the preceding quarter, which at a of 18.1 MMT and a capacity utilization of 102.3%. And also higher than the corresponding quarter of FY24, which was 18.3 MMT at a capacity utilization of 104.5%. The distillate yield was at 79.7% during the quarter, which is slightly lower as compared to the previous quarter, 82.2%, but better than the corresponding quarter of FY24, which was 77.5%. Fuel and loss during this quarter was 8.6%, whereas during the preceding quarter it was 8.7%. Our refineries have registered a GRM of $7.85 per barrel during this quarter, as compared to $2.95 per barrel during the previous quarter. Overall, on the year-wise, GRM for FY25 was $4.80 per barrel, as against $12.05 per barrel in the previous year. The normalized GRMs after stripping off inventory impacts and factoring price tags for the quarter is $5.39 per barrel, as against $6.60 per barrel for the previous quarter. For the full financial year, the normalized GRMs for FY25 is $4.53 per barrel, as against $11.44 per barrel in FY24. The decline in product crack spreads, which is also reflected in benchmark Singapore GRMs, has been the main reason behind this falling GRM. Now coming to pipelines. The capacity utilization was about 73% during this quarter as compared to 69.6% in the previous quarter. Indian Oil's cross-country pipelines achieved throughput of 100.5 MMT during 24-25 this year, and by crossing 100 MMT milestone achieved the highest ever recorded throughput this year. Pipeline throughput during the quarter for 24-25 is 25.8 MMT vis-a-vis 24.9 MMT in quarter 3 of 24-25. During the year, the company has further expanded its pipeline network by 260 kilometers, taking Indian Oil's total pipeline network to above 20,000 kilometers, which accounts for more than 50% of the total pipeline network of the country. The largest pipeline network provides strategic access to the markets and helps reduce the cost of placement of products. Marketing. Indian Oil achieved the highest ever sales volume of 100.29 MMT during the year in all segments, that is petroleum, petrochemicals and gas, crossing the 100 MMT milestone for the first time. Corresponding sales volume during the previous year was 97.55 MMT. Sale of petroleum products during quarter 4 of 24-25 is 23.19 MMT, which is slightly lower as compared to 23.8 MMT in the previous quarter. However, sales were higher than the corresponding quarter of FY23-24, which was at 22.79 MMT. For the financial year, sales of petroleum products have improved, that is 89.80 MMT in 24-25 vis-a-vis 88.45 MMT in the previous year. Petrochemicals. The sale of petrochemical products during this quarter was 0.83 MMT as compared to 0.89 MMT in the preceding quarter. Sales for Q4 2024 was 0.818 MMT. For the full financial year, petchem sales was at 3.236 MMT, more than the sales recorded in FY 2024, which was at 3.063 MMT. CapEx. During FY 2024-25, the company incurred a total capex of 37,557 crore, encompassing investments across all verticals. These investments are aligned with a long-term strategic roadmap and national energy priorities. For FY 2025-26, the budgeted capex is ₹33,494 crore. Going forward, as the large-scale refining projects mature, we expect a tapering of expenditure in conventional sources and significant shift in capex allocation towards petrochemicals and alternate energy segments, where we are placing high strategic bets. Borrowings. With respect to the borrowing levels, the borrowings as on 31st March 25 has increased by about 18,000 crore on a year-on-year basis and is at 1,34,466 crore level as compared to 1,16,496 crore as on 31st March 2024. The increase in borrowings are mainly on account of ongoing capex. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, there has been an increase of over 3,000 crore as compared to the previous quarter. The increase is mainly attributed to year-end duties and taxes. With the current debt-to-equity ratio of 0.75, as on 31st March 25, Indian Oil is comfortably placed to fund the ongoing capex plans. With this, I'll pause here and I'll request that the finance for his further remarks.
Thank you, Vishwishwar. Friends, as we move forward into financial year 25-26, our focus remains on operational excellence, prudent capital allocation, and strategic investments that will strengthen our existing business and also position us to lead in the evolving energy landscape. I would like to thank our shareholders, employees, partners, and stakeholders for their continued trust and support. We are confident in our ability to deliver sustainable value even amidst a dynamic external environment. Now, I will end my briefing here. We will now be open to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and thank you for hosting this call, sir. Just a couple of questions. Firstly, on the refining business, it's very clear that if we normalize it for inventory, the GRMs actually declined a bit. But wanted to understand what was the contribution of Russian crude in overall sourcing in this quarter and what is it so far in the first quarter of FY26?
See, as far as Russian crude is concerned, we had imported 22% in 24-25 for the full financial year. Although in the fourth quarter, it came down. It came down to almost 14%. But of the full financial year, it was 22%.
And have we seen an improvement in these numbers in this first quarter, sir, with the prices going down?
Now we have again seen the increase in the Russian crude availability and we are hopeful that this year in 25-26 we should be touching around 24-25%.
Okay. The second question was, sir, with respect to the capital allocation plans that you mentioned about the shift that is being driven to petrochemicals and renewables.
Yeah.
In petrochemicals, however, what we have been seeing consistently over the last few years is that there just doesn't seem to be a shift sustainable margins, at least from what we can tell. Yeah. So how do you really look at the petrochemical margin environment and what gives us the confidence that, margins will actually improve enough that we can start making reasonable returns, given that our focus is increasingly shifting to the petrochemical segment for the next 5 years?
You must have seen our figures. Today, my petrochemical intensity is around 6%, which we want to increase to 15% by 2030 in next 5 years. Already we have announced the projects to achieve these targets. As far as margins are concerned, yes, margins are down, but it is a cyclical, you know, industry. And we understand that the cycle will come back. We don't give the specific time, but the cycle is expected to turn around in the next 2 to 3 years. So the petchem margins should also improve by the time our new extensions come back.
If I may be permitted, sir, let me ask it another way. If I can get a sense, what are the gross margins on a dollar per ton basis that we are seeing in our business today? And what is the kind of level we sort of would need for these investments to be profitable? If you can give us a sense on that. Thanks.
See, as far as all these are integrated projects, whatever inputs are coming to these naphtha or whatever it is coming from existing streams, on an integrated basis, we have two things. One is the cracks of the existing products and the cracks on the polymers, glycols and LAB and PX/PTA. So today the cracks on the petchem is coming down, although on the refining side the cracks are still okay. Even on the petchem side you see cracks on polymers are okay, but PTA and glycol, the margins are quite down. So as I said in the beginning, we don't have any specific numbers, but because it's a basket of many things which make the thing positive. So today the petrochemical margins are down, but we expect that it will come back.
Okay, sir. And thank you so much for the answers. I'll come back if I have more. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Sumit Roha from Smart Sun Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. A very good afternoon to you and your entire IOC team. Sir, just a couple of questions. First, if you can, you know, firstly, your performance has been very commendable. So congratulations on that. You guys have done a very, very good performance in a very challenging environment. So, I'm just looking at overall profitability rather than, you know, on any quarter, because, you know, the thing is that if we see that we reported approximately a profit of about 13,000 crore, and this is after absorbing the LPG under recovery, which is of 19,000-20,000 crore. Now, sir, of course, LPG is a controlled product and the government will compensate, you know, you on that. So, sir, can you please throw some, idea on when, you know, we could receive the LPG money? And sir, secondly, you know, you spoke about CapEx coming down, you know, from 37 to about 33, 34. Now, sir, you know, the matter of fact is that, you know, we always speak on CapEx, but can you also talk a little bit on, you know, earning momentum? Because, you know, over the last couple of financial years, you know, you have, all of you have done very well. So, you know, can we just get a sense on, you know, how do you expect earnings to shape up in the current year? Because now crude is also in our favor, right? I mean, it's below $70 on a sustainable, hopefully on a sustainable basis. So, sir, can you please talk, you know, a little bit about how do you see, you know, profitability shaping up in a conducive environment of crude? My second question, sir, is, you know, on the retail outlets. So how many retail outlets do we have currently? And, you know, how many have you added and how many do you plan to add? And my last question, sir, is on GRMs. You know, so how do you expect, I mean, what do you expect in a sustainable GRM scenario for the current year, sir? Many thanks.
Okay. Sumit, I will take your question one by one. The first question was regarding the overall profitability for the year 24-25. See, as you have said that we have given a very good profitability. As far as the LPG under recovery is concerned, you must have seen that we are continuously engaging with the government, and we are hopeful that our continuous engagement with the government will give us positive results. The time and the quantum is not known, but it is all depending upon the many factors, geopolitical factors, other things which keep on affecting the oil marketing companies. As far as the second question is concerned regarding the next year profitability or margin scenario, see, our profitability consists of three or four factors. One is the refining margins, which as of today is looking good. If you see on day-to-day basis, the margins have come down drastically from 23-24, but the margins are still reasonably okay. Marketing margins are positive for us. Third is the petchem margins are a little bit tightened up, but we hope that the petchem margins will remain constrained in the coming quarter, but not for all the segments. For few segments in petchem, it will be a constraint. So as far as the 25-26 are concerned, we hope that it should be a good year for the oil marketing companies and Indian Oil to be particular. And as far as the third question is concerned, first I will come to the GRMs. So see the GRM, if you see today, the fourth quarter GRM is net of wet, it is 7.85, and even after normalizing it is reasonable margin for the company. We expect filing margins to be pretty good for us going forward in this year. Now coming to the specific fourth question on the number of ROs. See, we plan to, today this year we have crossed 40,000 retail outlets and we plan to add almost 3 to 4,000 ROs in the current financial year.
Okay.
If you see 31st March we had almost 40,221 retail outlets. So we plan to add another 3 to 4,000 in the current year.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Sumit.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question and congratulations for the good set of numbers, sir. Sir, wanted to check, is there any oil products inventory gains during the quarter? And also wanted to know your gross marketing margins on other oil products, excluding petrol, diesel and LPG. Was it better during the quarter compared to the last quarter?
See, yes, in the quarter four, we had an inventory gain and that has helped us to report better numbers this year. As far as your second question is concerned, whether the margins on other marketing products other than MS, HSG, LPG are concerned, yes, the margins were better in the quarter four vis-a-vis the earlier quarters.
Sir, could you please share the inventory gains on the oil product side if you have any number handy?
See, as I told you that we had a positive inventory margin and other products, see, we don't calculate inventory gains on product by product actually. It's a consolidated figures. So, but for the margins have improved for other things also, other products.
Sir, my second question is related to our refinery expansion plans. Panipat, Koyali, Baroni. Can you provide us a physical completion, commissioning timeline, and if you can give us some idea about the actual earnings growth from these three incremental refining capacities, that would be helpful.
See, if you see in Panipat, we are adding 10 MMTPA. We are going from 15 to 25. In Gujarat, we are going from 13.7 to 18, which will add another 4.3 MMTPA. In Baroni, we are going from 6 to 9. So we are going to add another 3. So almost we are adding almost, you can say, 18 MMTPA in our system. Okay. Now, as far as commissionings are concerned, both Panipat and Gujarat are expected to come in the fourth quarter of 25-26. And it will mostly stabilize in 26-27. As far as Baroni is concerned, it is expected to come in the first quarter or second quarter of 26-27. Today, all the refineries have already achieved a physical progress of more than 80% today. So we are going in a very good targeted speed to achieve the targeted commissioning dates. And the expected revenue from all the new commissioning would definitely depend upon the refining margins prevailing at that point of time. I will be saying that whatever refining margins would be there, definitely all the expansions will help us to achieve the return on investments on our these industries.
And sir, lastly, can we expect any overall GRM improvement due to the incremental capacity addition in all these three refineries?
Yes, definitely. Whatever refinery expansion, whatever extra throughput I will earn, it will definitely add to my refining margins in absolute numbers.
Okay. And lastly, sir, post completion of incremental refining and the petrochemical CapEx, what would be the peak net debt to EBITDA ratio? Any ballpark number you have in mind?
It will be very difficult to quantify the EBITDA percentage terms. But see, you can, I tell you, today I am at 70 MMTPA. And if I am adding another 18 in my system, so it will become 70, it will become 88, 89. And then we have CPCL also with us. So all put together, my refining capacity will go beyond 100 MMTPA.
Thanks a lot, sir. This was really helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sabri Hazarika from Emkay Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, two questions. First one is on the inventory side only. So just wanted a number. I think last year, 1,686 crore was the total inventory gain for the company. So versus that in FY25, what would be the number? FY24 number was 1,686 crore.
See, as far as my full financials are concerned,
yeah,
this had a inventory loss.
Yeah, and how much would it be?
On the whole, I had an inventory gain, but on the full year, I still had an inventory loss, actually.
And what would be the figure?
So some figures, I'm just giving you indicative figures that in 23-24, for the full financial year, we had an inventory gain.
Right.
So this was the figures, but yes, in Q4, we had an inventory gain vis-à-vis overall on a year basis, we still have inventory loss.
Yeah, sir, but any ballpark number, because it is a reported figure, sir, because you have been giving it, I think, so that's why I'm asking.
So we have already shared these numbers. You will see from one of our statements which we have given. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay, fair enough. And secondly, on the project side only, so you mentioned about the refinery expansions. So
yeah,
all these expansions have got polypropylene unit also, sir. That would also be simultaneously commissioned, or that could be later, actually?
Let me see. Polypropylene is coming in. See, it is independent of this. What? And see, as I said in the beginning, also apart from the refining expansion, we are also targeting the petchem expansion going forward. And I give the numbers also from 16% petchem.
I can understand. I mean, the polypropylene unit commissioning will also be at the same time that you gave regarding the refinery expansions, or that
yeah,
will come after?
Yeah, commissioning 1 or 2 months here and there, it will be happening in the same time.
Okay, fair enough. And regarding some other projects, so you have that acrylic project in Gujarat. When is that expected to commission? And what about the Paradip refinery PX-PTA project? What is the timeline for those two?
As far as that is concerned, Oxo Orange project in Gujarat,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
it's expected to commission in, it is already commissioned. Oxo Orange project in Gujarat,
okay,
it is commissioned in the month of May.
May, right. And PX-PTA of Paradip Refinery?
PX-PTA will be in April 26.
April 2026, right?
Yeah.
And beyond that, we have got this big Paradip petchem complex, which you have signed an MOU also. I think the stage one approval was done. So
yes.
What is 61,000 crore? So what is the timeline for that, actually? So I think stage two approval is still pending, but any timeline you'd want to give for that?
See, stage one was given in the 23, March 23.
Right.
Okay. And approximate cost is 61,000 crores. And the commissioning schedule, what we have is approximately 54 months from the date of investment approval.
Okay.
So it is too early to say, but yes, it will take 4.5 years from 23. So somewhere around 29-30, it will happen.
Okay, sir. And beyond this, there is no other petrochemical project, major ones, right, other than this?
See, recently we have, we as a board, we are discussing few of the projects, but definitely few of the new announcements you will hear very soon. See, because we have another polypropylene unit at Barauni coming in 26-27. Then we all have polypropylene units in the expansion category. Then we have CXPT at Paradeep, which is coming almost for 14,000 crores in end of this financial year 25-26. Then we have another 2-3 projects of, polybutadiene rubber, which is coming in 26-27.
This is the Panipat one, right? The styrene monomer, right? That's what you're talking about? Okay, okay. FY27, okay.
But we have other coming very soon you will be listing few new expansions in Petchem.
Okay, some more announcements will come, you are saying, right?
Yeah.
And on pipeline, any that ET, not duty got in, that is largely ready or that is also some part is pending right now?
Which one?
The not duty got in, that big pipeline project in Tamil Nadu.
I think it is still, it is completed.
It is also completed, fully connected,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Achal Shah from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir, just wanted to know, so what is the current under recovery per cylinder and what is the future outlook like? Do you feel this under recovery will continue after the 50 rupee price hike?
See, it keeps on changing, but today it is around 170 rupees per cylinder.
Got it. Okay, sir. Thanks. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Nitin Tiwari from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is with regards to CAPEX. If you can help us with a breakup of the CAPEX between different segments for FY25 as well as FY26, the projections that you've given.
See, as far as the CAPEX is concerned, we are targeting 34,000 crores in 25-26. Okay. And if you see on a refining and pipelines put together, it should be somewhere around 70,000 crores. Almost 50% will go towards the refining and pipelines, and others will come in marketing segment, Petchem, and other investments what we have announced.
So any specifics if you can provide, please, in terms of how much in Petchem, how much in marketing, and CGD as well?
On a ballpark figure, I would say generally we will spend around 7,000 to 8,000 crores in marketing. And Petchem, we should be spending around 3,000 crores.
And in CGD, sir?
CGD is basically, we are doing a lot of two joint venture companies. And it should be somewhere around 500 crores.
And FY25 CAPEX would be in similar ballpark, what you indicated for 26. 25 would be similar, or if you can give us some specifics around 25 as well.
We have the firm plan for 25-26 as on date. 26-27 should be also.
I was referring to the year already gone by, FY25, so 24-25. If you can give us a breakup in terms of how much you spend in each segment.
See, 24-25, we have spent almost 38,000 crores in that.
Right, and how much of that was in refining?
Refining and pipelines was put together was almost 20,000 crores.
And so out of the 20,000 crores, how much was expansion capex and how much was regular maintenance?
It is very difficult to say, but mostly we are spending maximum money on nowadays on the expansion.
Okay, sir. And sir, my next question was related to petrochemical. I think one of the participants also asked on similar line. So just wanted to understand that are we breaking even in petrochemical if we look at in pre-depreciation terms? Are we EBITDA positive in petrochemicals or we are EBITDA negative as well? Because EBIT number is something which you have given out in your press release. I was wondering if we are EBITDA positive or not.
No, we are definitely EBITDA positive in the Petchem.
So we've reported about a 200 crores of loss at EBIT level in Petchem. So what would be the EBITDA number roughly, sir? Or if you can just input the depreciation number. So it's, sir, we have a ballpark understanding of where we lie in terms of petrochemical margins.
See, almost we would be built up positive 1,000 crores for 24-25.
Petchem EBITDA is around 1,000 crores is what you're saying, right?
Yes, yes.
Right. Great, sir. Those of you two, if I may like, ask one more. If, like, you know, crude oil prices have corrected quite meaningfully. So, is it the right understanding that that would help release some amount of working capital? If you can give us any indicative number, how much of debt reduction could happen if our working capital goes down and because if crude remains where it is?
See, definitely. Reduction in crude oil prices will help us to reduce our working capital. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I cannot, but definitely it should be in the range of maybe 10,000 crores. It will help us. If the reduction is as high as what we are seeing today, by $10 per barrel, then it should be around 10,000 crores.
So, I mean, you're saying that $10 per barrel would roughly lead to a 10,000 crores, like, you know, saving in working capital and accordingly a reduction in debt, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thanks a lot. That's all from my end.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Ritik Jain from Nirmal Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Congratulations for a good set of number. My first question is on the sales volume of CGD gas in 4Q FY25 and FY25.
Yeah. See, as far as my numbers of CGD is concerned, we are becoming better day by day. Out of 26 GAs, already 6 GAs have become EBITDA positive. And by next year, we hope that we will have another 7 to 8 GAs we will be becoming EBITDA positive. As far as sales are concerned, I almost had a sales of 115 TMT sales of CGD.
In 4Q FY25.
Yeah,
24-25,
yeah.
So this is for full financial year, sir, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And, okay, and the outlook for sales volume and EBITDA per SCM for FY26, sir?
As I shared with you just now that we will be coming EBITDA positive for further GAs, and on the overall segment basis also we will be EBITDA positive from next year.
Okay. And what was the reason for the decline from gas segment EBIT in 4Q FY24?
Oh, I don't think so. We had a negative. Our gas profitability has gone up significantly. We have almost a 50% jump in the profitability in from the gas segment this year.
I'll come back in the Q&A. There is a question.
Yes, please.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sumit Roha from Smart Sun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just a couple of things. You know, I was basically just wondering for now from an investor point of view that, you know, our dividend payout, you know, in absolute number of rupees has been lower this year because of the LPG under recovery money what we've not received, which has hampered profitability. So, sir, is it safe to assume that, you know, that when once you get the LPG under recovery from the government, investors can expect, you know, a dividend payout which was similar to FY24 levels? Because anyway, 53% of the money goes back to the government itself, right? So can we expect that? And sir, secondly, you know, on the LPG part as well, you know, if I remember, the Honorable Oil Minister had mentioned, you know, that prices will be reviewed on a 30-day basis, you know, or slightly lower on a fortnightly basis. So do you get the early sense that, you know, we could be entering an era of, you know, LPG prices, you know, could be market aligned and, you know, then eventually decontrolled? Any thoughts on that, sir?
Yes, as the dividend is concerned, in the past 10 years, you would have seen Indian Oil is one company which has always been giving very reasonable dividends to all its stakeholders. In last year, since the profitability was very good, we declared a very high dividend. This year, based on my profitability, I have again given a reasonable dividend to the other shareholders. As the second question is concerned about your LPG under recovery, I don't have a specific answer that what would be the government policy on that. But definitely we keep engaged with the government to monitor our LPG prices.
Okay. No, sir, because the only reason why I ask this is because, you know, since it's a controlled product, we are basically, so it's kind of not a sustainable model, right, where, you know, we keep bearing the LPG burden, right? So that's exactly why I was thinking on those grounds, you know.
No, your concern is well, noticed, and we have been continuously, all the oil marketing companies get engaged with the government to see what would be the quantity and quantum and timing to get these under recoveries.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir, again. Sir, as per the latest news flow, US crude imports have gone up for the India. Just wanted to understand how much quantity of US crude IOCL can process considering economic benefits, if any.
See, yes, you are true that in 23-24, we almost processed 4% crude vis-a-vis 9% what we did in 24-25. But it is absolutely on an economic basis. Whenever, as a system, we don't have any targets to process any specific crudes. For us, any crude is equivalent depending upon the price at which it is available to us. So on an optimization level, whatever crude enters through a tendering system, it is being procured by the company. So we don't have any specific targets for any type of crude in the system.
Okay. And sir, just wanted to understand landed basis, what is the benefit or discount if we get US crude imports? Any ballpark number, if you could share?
See, this is what I said, that no crude is having any benefit to us. Any crude which comes in has to justify on the basis of the best crude available on that particular day to us. So, when we come out with an offer, so many people compete with each other, whether it is West African crude, Middle Eastern or US or so. People have to compete and then come into our system.
Okay.
So, this is the time it is beneficial to me, it cannot, we don't procure anything.
Okay. Sir, lastly, considering the capex run rate of 33,000-34,000 crore per annum for next few years and a reasonable dividend payout, what should be the minimum marketing margins on the, mostly on the petrol and diesel side? Have you calculated anything that should be the minimum so that the capex can be funded through the internal cash flows and the healthy dividends would be there? So any number, ballpark number, which you can share?
See, you will have to understand all the companies working on a RTP basis. See, for the marketing, even the marketing group of ours, they procure the goods on RTP basis from our own refinery. Whether we process the goods from our own own refining system, marketing will have to earn its own marketing margins. And there is a structured system of pricing the marketing margins in our pricing. So if the prices remain what is today, we should be having a reasonable marketing margins on all our products. Yeah. So it is very difficult to say at what level, definitely all the oil marketing companies should earn a reasonable marketing margin. And as on date, today if we talk about, we have a positive marketing margins.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan Shivashankar to give his closing comments.
Floor to the management for their closing remarks. I had one small question, sir.
On the Barauni refinery, you had announced a increase in CapEx cost. So should we assume that, like, you know, in Panipat and Koyali, you don't have an increase in CapEx cost? So should we go with the original cost?
See, we had a, you know, we have revised the cost of both Panipat and Gujarat a few months back. So, whatever the latest estimates the management has approved, the commissioning is happening according to that. So Barauni has come this time.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. The floor is yours for your closing remarks, sir.
Yeah, thank you all for your time and insightful questions. On behalf of the entire management team, thank you once again for your continued trust and support. We look forward to engaging with you in our future interactions and keeping you updated on our progress. Stay safe and take care. Jai Hind, Jai Indian Oil.
Thank you, sir. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the management. It was a pleasure having you on the call, answering all the questions. Thanks to all the participants for taking time out to join the call. Thanks, everyone, and have a nice day.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. You may now disconnect your lines.